This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celebrating various holidays, including Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and so many others, but wow, 10 days until Christmas, so happy holidays to everybody, no matter what you're celebrating, but I'm seeing Christmas trees all over the place, lots and lots of lights, and that's the good thing about the holiday season. I love, love, love watching the lights. In my neighborhood, a lot of people put their lights up later, so all of a sudden it was like somebody turned on the lights. I walked the dog and all these houses had various lights, and people were outside and stopped, and you know, as you went by and talked to you, and I thought it was really, really super cool. Not super cool is the tornadoes in Louisiana, Mississippi. So welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us. In Louisiana, New Iberia police said Wednesday that a tornado touched down, and boy, was it a really doozy of a tornado. Several homes damaged. There was live wires all over the place. People were trapped. So they were rescuing people. That's the good news, and they were telling people to avoid the area. The body of 8-year-old Nicholas Little was found after a tornado destroyed his Keithville home, which was 10 miles south of Shreveport. A few hours later, this shows you what tornadoes do, the body of his mother, 30-year-old Yoshiko Smith, was found a block away under tornado debris. And there was another person that was found but was hospitalized at St. Charles Parish. Another person was killed after that possible tornado there swept through the area. There's lots of damage and injuries to at least seven other people. So it's been a really tough, tough time in Louisiana with these funnel clouds. 25 people injured. That's what they're saying. The Union Parish Sheriff is saying that. Some critically after a tornado leveled the neighborhood there. And, you know, people, the tornado's upon you and they're thinking, what do we do? You hear the whistling, the freight train sound that nobody ever, ever wants to hear. You look outside, you see the tornado. And then you realize, as one person described, and they are so lucky they survived it, the house was shaking and they actually saw the roof cave in and the house just went boom, dark. But they were covered up enough that they weren't hurt. In Mississippi, a line of severe storms generated a ton of tornadoes. There was a large and huge, dangerous funnel cloud that was near Forest, moving at about 35 to 50 miles an hour. This is in Mississippi, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You saw all kinds of photos of flooded streets downtown because of what was going on with the weather. And it's just a massive winter storm. Seven people were injured in the Texas tornadoes. There's blizzard warnings in six states. And it was nasty. I mean, look, and the north pounded by heavy snow and ice. Parts of the northeast already getting that. The snow threat It goes north into New York with up to maybe 8 inches, depending on the mountainous areas or not. And Friday, New England's going to get socked with the stuff, so it's something to pay attention to in these next couple of days. And for the people cleaning up, wow. Looking at some of what happened in Texas and Louisiana, the clouds that I saw, those funnel clouds, really, really scary to see what happened in Grapevine, Texas. Scary to see what happened in Shreveport and New Orleans when you look out and you're looking at this cloud and people are describing it and you see the video and there's stuff just flying around that become weapons, live weapons. And we knew that we're going to get this weather system, but you never know how it's going to appear and look the next couple of days and who's going to get hit by it, especially with tornadoes. Because you get the warnings and it can pop up 5 miles away from you and you're fine. You might get some heavy winds. But then all of a sudden, it is like whack-a-mole in a sense. You don't know where it's going to hit. That's why the people that have those storm shelters, it's great for them. Many people in the Midwest know exactly what I'm talking about. It's sort of like a bunker, and you can go right into the bunker, and that's what you do because there was just too many tornadoes to deal with. And you can get them or you can make them, but it's not, you don't just snap your fingers and do that, and it's not unexpensive to do that. So people are always looking for ways to, what do I do? What do I do when this thing is so close? I can hear it. I can see it. I'm getting the alarms are going off, and always you're told, jump in the tub, pull a mattress on top of you. And I've been one of those people that had to do that with my family, so I completely understand that. Meanwhile, what else is going on around this great country? The feds are suing Arizona. A lot of people in Arizona listening to us. Governor Doug Ducey, they're suing over the shipping containers on the Mexico border. This was a complaint that was filed in a U.S. District Court in Arizona 3 weeks before the Republican governor steps aside for the new Democratic governor-elect Katie Hobbs, who says she opposes the construction of it. So the government's asking for a judge to order the removal of the containers from that land. There's been a lot of them that have already been put up. And Ducey says the reason, of course, they put them up is because of what's happening in those sparse border areas. And this was the way to dissuade people from coming across by putting them there, placing the containers at the border near Yuma, and doing that for the gaps where there was no barrier, there's no barrier whatsoever, and they were seeing the amount of people coming over. So, ultimately it's probably going to be taken down. I can't imagine, as it goes through the court, especially now with a Democratic governor, that the shipping containers are going to be moved. Supposedly the shipping containers were a temporary solution to this ongoing problem that they've had to try to plug in the gaps in the border barrier. And that's why they did it and knew that it was going to ultimately get removed and that there would be mesh fencing and some kind of vehicle gates that would be put up. That's what the Border Patrol says they're going to start to put up. So I can't imagine that this is something that isn't torn apart in the next couple of weeks, because they're going to put up the mesh probably instead, it sounds like. Problems not just for Arizona, problems in Texas and some other areas too as well. Great storyteller coming up next.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Novel's great, The Only Girl. QC Nguyen joins us, and this book is very powerful, especially for someone like me. When I read it, I was like, oh, this resonates not just with me, but with the people around me, and it's so, so well written, and I love tales that pull you in, and they're tough to put down, and this is what that's about, for sure. QC, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me here.
So, writing this book, did you think that you would write this book? How'd it come about?
So, a lot of my story actually just dropped in my head spontaneously. Although they're all fictions, they're actually inspired by something that either happened to me or people around me that kind of triggered the story. So, this story is about the only girl who joined an all-boys football team. And so I was just curious to see what the dynamic would be like if, for instance, I were to join an all-boys football team or, like, any sort of team. So this kind of tells you what it's like to kind of push past the boundary and the limits that are set on you. You know, people think maybe girls can't play football or other things, do other things. And I want to show them, you know, we can if we put our mind into it. So that's kind of how the story came about.
That's right. So tell us the story. Give us some insight as to the main character and what she encounters and what it's like.
Right. So Kyrie is the main character in the story, and she's quite a tough babe, and she wanted to join the boys football team, and there's a reason behind it. So if you read the story, you find out the secret why she really wants to be in this team. So it's not just because she wants to, you know, prove something to someone. There's more deep meaning behind it. And at first, of course, the boys on the team don't like having a girl on the team. They think that she will be their weakness. So they came up with all kind of tricks to kind of, like, run her off of the team. But later on, the captain found out that her real secret for joining the team, and he felt sorry for her, and he started supporting her. And so the team and the coach also got to see that Kyrie is quite talented at playing football. And so over time, they start to really admire her, and she didn't. And then there's also this family dynamic regarding, you know, Kyrie and her family, and that's very much inspired by my family relationship. And so it's very warm, very real, and very touching.
Mm. What do you want readers to do? I'm sure you want them to feel good. What else do you hope readers take away from reading the novel, The Only Girl?
I feel like, for me, I pour my heart and soul into every book that I have written. I've written 17. And so I hope really the reader to enjoy reading it as much as I did in writing it, because when I write these stories, I cry and laugh along with the characters. Specifically for this book, I would say that, you know, people will relate to it in different ways. But if anything, I would like them to see that, you know, don't let society put any label on you and limitation on you. You know, if you have a passion for something, go for it. And, you know, as long as you work hard for it, you will be able to achieve it and not let anything stand in your way.
Well, Kyrie is definitely inspiring. I mean, the first girl to challenge the system, basically, on this all-boys sports team. And you said it, she wasn't welcome, and she was absolutely put through the ringer, so to speak. But she wanted to show that she deserves a spot. And we're not going to say what the secret is, but I think that's part of the secret sauce, by the way, in the book. And that's what I love about it. There's that great twist in this book. Will you do another book with this character, do you think, down the road?
Probably not. Like I say, stories come to me spontaneously. I don't have a sequel in mind yet. I have 40-something stories total in my head, so I'm just like cranking them out one at a time. There may be characters that are similar to Kyrie, but it'll be like in a very different storyline and completely different characters.
Yeah. You have a couple of other books, so of those 40 stories rattling around in your head, you have a couple of them already out there. Tell us about your other books.
Yeah, so actually The Only Girl is my third book. My first two books, the first one is called Waking Up to You. It's another romantic comedy about enemies, you know, turning into lovers. So the first story is about a girl who was bullied by this group of boys in high school, and it turns out the leader of that bully group became her stepbrother. So it's a torture for the main character, Lily, to be living with her, you know, so-called enemy. But after living a while together under the same roof, the guy started to have feelings for her, but she still very much hate him. And so you can see her, you know, gradually warming up to him. And, of course, there's also a love triangle. So that's the first book, Waking Up to You. And the second book is called Untouchable. This book is actually inspired by real historical events about the leper colony on Molokai, Hawaii. So this story is about a girl who is in her teenage year, her, you know, youthful, beautiful year, and she unfortunately developed leprosy, and she was taken away from her family and the boy that she loved and sent to this island, Molokai, to, you know, pretty much live out her days along with other leper patients. And when she thought that all hopes end and that she'll never experience romance again, there's this handsome missionary who volunteered on the island, and, you know, they developed this very special bonding. So that book is Untouchable.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was a kid, my mom went to Hawaii a bunch, and she told me a lot about Molokai, and I was fascinated about, wow, what is leprosy? What does that mean, and how did this happen to the people? Did you do some research? Like you said, it was inspired by that.
Yes, I have to do a lot of research. When I first heard of the Molokai leper colony briefly by one of my preceptors when I did a rotation at the hospital, and that just like instantly triggered a story in my head, and I feel like somebody needs to write a story about this. You know, this is very tragic, but it's real and it's very touching. And so, of course, in the process of writing it, I do have to do a lot of research. So some of the characters in this book is inspired by by real, real people in history, mainly the people who came to the island to volunteer at that time.
Yeah. Has it been a lot of fun for you writing these books and having these stories that are right there in your mind?
Yeah, so fun. I've actually hang on to these stories for years. You know, I have a lot of these ideas since high school, but finally sat down to write them just a few years ago. And I just love writing so much. It's really fun. Like I say, I laugh with the character when it's funny and I cry when it's sad. I don't write to target any specific audience. I just write because it's just, I love writing and I love telling stories. And I just hope people feel that too when they read my stories.
Well, that's a sign of a good author when the characters are with you and you can't get them out of your mind and they pour out of you and then you start wrapping that story around them. I can't wait to see what happens in the future. And, of course, this book and your other books, that you can get them on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much, QC. Great job.
Thank you, Kate.
The whole idea of the leprosy is really true. As I was a kid and my mom told me, as I said to her about that story, there were like 8,500 men, women, and kids throughout the Hawaiian Islands that were diagnosed with leprosy, and they were exiled to that colony by the Hawaiian government and legally declared dead. The Hawaiian Islands were introduced to leprosy by traders and sailors and workers and others who lived in places where the diseases were endemic, and because the islanders didn't, the lack of immunity to the new diseases, they suffered high rates of infection. So also death from smallpox and whooping cough and leprosy. So for sugar planters, they were worried about their labor force, and they pressured the government to take action to control the spread of leprosy, and that's how that all came to pass. And of course, long since that has changed, since way back when, but the quarantines, what happened to the people confined in the leper colony, some of the new methods that came about, the drugs that were used, more effective treatments and whatnot, but fascinating, because like you see pictures of from 1907 of the leper colony, and it just, to me, is just absolutely mind-blowing. Coming up next, Jim Meskimen. I just saw him on Chippendales. He played Phil Donahue. And then Maria Lisa Bowen joins us. Ever feel stuck? Need to shake things up? How do you live a life where you're more fulfilled and you're not doing that same thing and caught in that same circle? She talks about that in her new book, and that will close us out. So stay with us, buckle up, and we'll meet you on the flip side.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. LSA News Update. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 individuals that attempted to enter the country illegally and were apprehended also had their names on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart of the Texas Border Coalition says this should serve as a warning to the entire nation. Special Counsel Jack Smith is submitting a motion to prevent former President Trump from launching political attacks during his trial. Smith argues that Trump is attempting to introduce partisan political attacks and irrelevant and prejudicial issues into the case. The charges against the former president involve allegations of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. Israel currently showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. At the same time, there's a communications blackout in most of Gaza due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
I know you've seen him. Think of KFC, Colonel Sanders. Think of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Since I grew up in that area, one of my favorites, the Geico commercial. But way more than that, he's been in so many films. He's done so many voices. Jim Meskimen is joining us in just a minute, and he's going to portray Phil Donahue in a new film called Welcome to Chippendales, and it's got an interesting cast, too, a lot of names that you would recognize. And plus, we want to talk to him about TikTok. 5 million viewers in 5 days. Wow. Jim, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
So let's talk about voices and how you knew you had this gift. How did you hone that skill?
Well, you know, I was a little kid that I grew up in an acting household, so it was fun to do, considered fun and acceptable and tolerable to do accents and funny voices and impressions, which I don't think is true in every household, but in our household it was fine to do it. You know, it was understood. And my sister and I used to play around. My mom is an actress, so she would do. She's very good at accents and characters and stuff. So we would, it was just something that I learned early on was an avenue of play. And just like other things you do when you're a little kid, you just do it because it's fun. And then, I don't know, you start to put in a lot of hours on it. And when I was in my 20s, I realized that I had a little bit of a leg up on other performers in that area. So I pursued a career in voiceover, and eventually that grew into an acting career. And, you know, here I am today, many, many years later, still doing the same stuff.
That's great.
I've advanced not even a yard on the field, but it is fun.
So, and of course, your mom is Marion Ross, Happy Days fame, and lots of films that she's been in. And you're right. Now, as soon as you said that, it triggered in me. Yes, she's done tons of accents. Do you remember the first character, the first person you really nailed that you felt like, oh, I really have this?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I played around with it a lot, but I remember distinctly that, when All in the Family was on, and before my voice had changed, I could do a pretty good Edith Bunker. And I thought, you know, that sounds pretty good. So I began to develop confidence that way. And boy, geez, when I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a kind of a golden age of impressionists. We had Rich Little on TV all the time and others. The political voices of the day were always being mimicked by different comedians. And so I just, you know, I never had an idea even in my youth that it would be the sort of thing I would do for a living. But I did appreciate it a lot just as an art form. And I think I still understand the magical effect that it has on people
when you suddenly change into another person very dramatically. And you bring that person, like Patrick Stewart, into the room. And whereas he was not there before, he most certainly is now. You know, and that's just a sort of a tool that audiences are very delighted by.
Oh, one of my favorites. I have to ask you about this Gaslit. I loved that series. It was wonderful. And you played Senator Gurney. What was that experience like for you?
I had a great time. I was sort of amazed that I got the role. It was a very big, prestigious, limited series on Stars with a couple of Oscar winners at the helm. So Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, I got to work with both of them. And, gosh, it was very exciting. The director, Matt Ross, was excellent director. He's an actor himself, so he knows how to speak to actors in a way that's, you know, doesn't waste anybody's time. And, you know, Sean Penn was under so much prosthetic makeup that I found, which was very artful and beautiful. And if you've seen his look, it's just extraordinary. I found that the lucky thing about that for me was that I was not at all starstruck because Sean Penn was not in the building as far as I was concerned.
Wow, what high praise that is, because he transformed himself completely.
He did, and the great makeup designer, one of the best on the planet today, Kazuhiro, designed that makeup, and I met Kazu back in when we were like 1999 working on The Grinch, as he was helping out Rick Baker at that point. So it was a nice reunion to see Kazuhiro.
Tell us about the listeners about TikTok and the 5 million views and doing that and looping that all together.
Well, I'm always looking for new ways to reach people with my content, with my impressions, and just any creative idea I have. I'm one of these people that, despite my advanced years, has really embraced social media, particularly YouTube, and now TikTok, because I love to create all the time. It's what I love to do. I have, as you can see, I'm in a booth. I do a lot of sound recordings. I have a little area in the back where I do video recordings. And so TikTok, which I just was scratching my head over for the longest time, I just decided to really kind of hunker down and see what could be done. And I was admiring a lot of the work that was done on TikTok, and it frankly makes me laugh a lot. And it's just full of interesting distractions, which, of course, have their upside and downside. But I started to really just sort of look at what other people who do impressions were doing and taking a stab at it myself. And, it was very exciting a couple of weeks ago. I had a video took off pretty good, and it's now at 7.5 million views, that one that we launched less than a month ago. And I picked up a lot of followers, which is nice, you know, and flattering, and hopefully they'll continue to be interested in what nonsense I put out. And then just yesterday we had another one that went viral. It's at 2 million views. So we have high hopes for that. I think now people are digesting their entertainment and getting it in all sources. We definitely need a little lift every now and then. You know, life is very serious and grim sometimes. And the upside of these platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is that we can share ideas and aesthetic concepts and fun and humor very swiftly. Yeah. And you know, hopefully help each other over the bumps and sharp stones and edges of life.
And from the acting, voiceover, impressionist point of view, and like you say, you're a content curator, besides all the followers you're getting and more people knowing maybe who you are, that has to help too in the business, because that's putting you out there and other people maybe discovering you and thinking, oh, Jim, that's right, he'd be perfect for this role.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm planning on that being correct. I would like that to be the case. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I've had the experience where, you know, I go in for, like, say, a commercial audition or something, and I do the audition, and the director says, hey, I love all your stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that's very booing. And then, of course, when you don't get the job, you're wondering, well, I guess somebody came along that had even more amazing content and more followers, whatever. You know, in the arts and the producers, you know, the business people, the suits, I think they're always looking for metrics that will support their, you know, their opinion of why someone would be better than another person. So I don't think it hurts to have a little bit of popularity on a platform.
Yeah. How about what's coming up, Phil Donahue? Tell me about that project.
Yeah, so that's a limited series. This is, this is my Phil Donahue voice, for better or for worse. This is what I came up with, to kind of evoke this, very, very revered and, respected, I don't know what you call him now. He's not an anchor man. He's a guy that would walk up and down and talk to people, just ordinary people and unusual people, like the Chippendales dancers.
So this series, which you mentioned, has a lot of a really terrific cast, including my friend Juliette Lewis, is the story of the Chippendales dancers, which you'd think would be kind of frothy and, I don't know, it's silly and lighthearted, but it's not. It's pretty dark. So I've not seen the whole thing, so I can't speak to it too much. But when they are introduced to America, it is via the old Phil Donahue show, and they needed somebody to portray Phil Donahue, and I auditioned and got the role, and it was super fun to do. I had a great time, and I've never seen so many Chippendales dancers dancing so long. I spent a whole day watching Chippendales dancers going at it, and also it was in a big room full of a big set full of women dressed like it was 1989. And it was gorgeous to see because, you know, I remember that period. And the styles, I mean, the makeup department, the wardrobe department, the hair department, they really went to it. You know, they went above and beyond and created a room full of screaming, you know, clutching, pawing women that looked just like 1989. It was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. You put that image into my head now. Thank you very much. So you have fun, obviously, all day long in what you do, and you set that up when you talked about being a kid. What else do you do for fun? I mean, how do you get away from, oh, okay, I'm not doing any content today. I'm just going to walk on the beach. I'm going to take a breath.
I've been working on getting just more physically fit, and I've been enjoying it really a lot. So I do that, and I'm a visual artist also. Not to sound like a complete pain in the butt, but I have been a cartoonist and an illustrator and a painter all my life. And that was my first profession and the road I really thought I was going to go down until I, you know, caught the acting bug for real.
Thank you so much, Jim Meskimen. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, and thanks for spending some time with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate. We'll see you around.
See you.
completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Feel happens to us. So this book can help push you forward. And I think now more than ever, it is so vital. I see so many people falling into these patterns. The author is Maria Lisa Bowen, and the book is called Reflect, A Perspective on Understanding Your Reality and Becoming Unstuck. And it's that word unstuck that really should eat at you and probably pops out at a lot of you, because I hear this constantly from really, frankly, almost every single person I know. Maria, what a great title. What made you write this book?
Well, I'll start by asking a few simple questions. One, do you ever wonder how you end up in the situations you're in, or why you repeatedly experience obstacles, or why you just really feel stuck? I did. So many times we feel overwhelmed with life's problems because we don't take the time to really understand the cause of our pain. Instead, we kind of go onto autopilot, not thinking through things because it might hurt too much or seem too difficult. So to answer your question, I wrote this book because I found myself, once again, in a situation where everything seemed to be going wrong at the same time. I was stuck, I was tired, and I felt defeated. So instead of ignoring my problems, launching into attack mode, or even assigning like false rationalizations, I found myself looking at things from a different angle. By digging a little bit deeper to understand my problems, very importantly, without blame or judgment, I was able to push all of those worries aside for a moment and focus on what really mattered. So that's kind of what I wrote the book for, to help other people get there.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. I really like some of the things that you told me, is that things that irritate you about other people is annoying because why?
It is usually because we will not take the time to realize that there are things that we're not accepting about ourselves.
Mm.
We're seeing those things that annoy us on the outside because we won't accept this in ourselves.
Yeah. And I think I see that a lot with lots of people. You're right, that frustration, that irritable thing that happens. What about seeing things negatively, like problems, obstacles, always negatives, right?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I have a great example. I have been going through a particularly tough time at work a few years ago, and I felt like the whole world was just crashing down on me. I was looking at my life from the outside in. In other words, what was going wrong, who didn't approve of me, what I thought I should be doing versus what I really wanted to be doing, which honestly at the time I didn't know. So instead of beating myself up, I decided to focus on what would make me happy, as I mentioned before. And honestly, just admitting that I really didn't like the job I had at the time was one of the most significant things that I could have done. I was honest with myself and brave enough to admit that I just wasn't happy. So by following a certain pathway of thinking, as I demonstrate and reflect, I found like a lasting personal power. It's like the good stuff just keeps coming. Why? Because the solutions are on the inside. So instead of thinking, if I only had nicer people to work with, or if only my boss would recognize me for my worth, I thought, if only I recognized my worth. And it was so powerful. True solutions come from the inside. They don't come from the outside. And the secret is really self-acceptance, accepting your whole self. And now when I think I couldn't be happier, I find myself actually attracting much more happiness and fulfillment because of the way I process things now. Yeah.
Wow, it's so interesting. And when you made that leap, I want to go back to the example of the job, which is a great one, because you had a good job, and most people would just keep complaining or going on or putting the blame in other places, like you said,
yeah.
And they wouldn't take that leap. And then you say you take the leap, and all these good things keep happening. Is that what you would tell everybody? Was that the most amazing, hard thing to do, but really turned out sensational?
Yeah, it's actually a lot easier. And as you get used to doing it, for example, if someone really pisses you off, you, instead of, like, our natural reaction is to blame the other person, you know? We don't stop. And if you could catch yourself in that moment and say, why is that person irritating me? And just keep asking that question until you get to the answer. That answer is going to come from usually some way that you're disrespecting yourself. So it's really, it boils down to how you're treating yourself, because that's how you're going to treat others, and you don't even realize it, you know? So,
right.
You know, getting frustrated with other people, you get to the point, you can get to the point where your opinions, or shall I say other people's opinions, don't really matter as much because you realize where they're coming from. And I explain that a little bit in the book, a lot of it in the book.
Yeah. So explain that to us for a second. It's kind of like letting something roll off your back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Realizing it's a signal. It's an emotion. If you realize that many of your problems that you face are really because you're not seeing clearly when you make a decision or making, you know, a decision about a person, about, an action that you're going to take. You're really not seeing things for what they are many times. Your reality is based on your perception, and another person's reality is based on their perception. And our perceptions, they're formed, or shall I say distorted, by our experiences, our beliefs, our upbringing, our culture, our religion, a million other things. And things that, to some extent, you know, make us different. So two people in the same situation, you know, they could perceive what's going on very differently. I mean, look at any marriage, right? All joking aside, our reality and how we perceive what's going on outside of us, it's not really reliable. So others' opinions are just manifestations of their reality, and it's probably distorted in some way. So if you could step away from that and just kind of put your feeling, I don't want to say put them on hold, but like put pause for a second and say, you know, why am I getting so angry about what this person said? Realize that it's not the other person. It's something in you that's trying to get your attention.
Oh, so powerful. If taking that pause, especially taking the pause, like you say, and you talk about it deeper in your book, doing that can make a world of difference. And it just takes practice, doesn't it?
That's it. That's it. It's just being aware that you can do it and remembering to do it.
Yeah.
So practice, yeah. Practice. Like anything else.
Yeah. We're speaking with Maria Lisa Bowen, and the book is Reflect, A Perspective on Understanding Your Reality and Becoming Unstuck. And you're saying it throughout this, but when people read this book, they're listening to our conversation, they go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever, and they get the book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
Well, first, that there's always a solution. There's always a solution to your answer and or to your problem, and it doesn't have to be so painful. You know, I kind of walk through the book and explain, you know, what reality is and how, you know, it's not reliable, and kind of guide people into tuning into what's going on inside. So once again, without blaming or judging other people or things or circumstances, so that you get closer to the core of the matter. And I just want to mention one thing here. I grew up in a family where I was the only girl after four boys. So I grew up battling my feelings. I made them less important, you know, somehow than logical thinking. But what I discovered is that feelings and emotions, and this is so important, feelings and emotions are really signals. They're important signals for us to listen to. And if you can tune into what you're feeling and stay honest with yourself, most importantly, you don't need that feeling anymore. It's done its job. It's gotten you closer to the root of what your problem is. So in the book, I show you how to do this and how to identify triggers and distortions of your reality, which really prevent you from seeing clearly. And honestly, the second half of the book, I show you how to turn things around and how you can intentionally create your own reality, because life is really just a series of changes, right? It's nothing is static. And becoming more conscious of what triggers you and knowing that you have that power to see things differently and instantly, you get a sense of confidence knowing that you can get through anything, really, you know, and positively. So you really could create what you desire.
Right. Instead of just going along, just keep humming along, which, as I said when I introduced you, I feel like that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all on autopilot.
Yep. Autopilot. Well, get off autopilot. Get Maria's book, and this is perfect to bring you into 2023 for sure. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this show and this interview. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.